This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
8:03 on Monday morning. Another week is underway. Thanks so much for starting it with us. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Mai Martinez. We have a beautiful start to the day throughout Chicagoland. Lots of blue skies and sunshine. It'll be milder today. It will be windy as well. And the sunshine will give way to clouds later. Headed to a high of 67 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, breezy with some showers mainly early. A low of 53 degrees. Right now at O'Hare, it's mostly sunny skies and 47 degrees. We'll get more details ahead in the AccuWeather 5-day forecast coming up at 8:15.
Our top local story on WBBM. Chicago police are looking for whoever's responsible for the shooting death of a police officer. This happened early yesterday morning. 30-year-old officer Luis Huesca was shot near 56th and Kedzie just before 3 a.m. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the officer was shot as he returned home from his shift. Just over a year ago, Huesca eulogized fellow Chicago police officer Andres Vasquez Lasso, who was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call near 53rd and Spalding. This was back in 2023.
Had you seen the hundreds of officers that were outside the commemoration, the people that pause doing their daily activities and silently hold their hand over their hearts. Some others wave the flag, that flag that gave them a chance to outstand. I think Andres would have been very proud.
There are reports Huesca was shot during an attempted carjacking, but police say they've not confirmed that.
Following yesterday's shooting, a Chicago alderman is calling attention to the ShotSpotter debate.
15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez credited ShotSpotter for alerting police to the fatal shooting of CPD officer Luis M. Huesca. Lopez on social media emphasized the time saved by writing, "For all those imbeciles wanting to remove ShotSpotter from our communities, consider this. Police were alerted to the fallen officer 5 minutes before anyone called 911. That extra time is invaluable and you blissfully choose to ignore that fact." The attention to ShotSpotter comes after Mayor Brandon Johnson pushed to cancel the city's contract and use of the technology. It expires on September 22nd. The Chicago Police Department has stood by the system's role in alerting authorities swiftly. Mallory Vore, Broker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A man is in custody for allegedly pushing someone down the stairs at a CTA station early this morning.
Chicago police say they arrested a man for pushing a security guard down two flights of stairs. It happened just before 2:30 a.m. at the Grand Red Line station. Police say the man was trying to jump the turnstile before pushing the guard down the stairs. The guard was not injured. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is dead after what's believed to be a domestic-related shooting yesterday in southwest suburban Oak Forest. Police say officers responded to the 5500 block of Babbitt Court and found three people suffering from gunshot wounds. Two of the victims were initially reported in critical condition, but the medical examiner's office says one of them has died. Police also located a vehicle that had that was possibly involved in the incident. One of the occupants of that vehicle had a gunshot wound and is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say another occupant was detained on the scene.
A dog attack on the south side ended when an off-duty police officer pulled out her gun.
The 30-year-old officer and her dog were walking along West 29th Street in the Bridgeport neighborhood yesterday morning when a pit bull approached from a nearby yard. It was off-leash and started attacking the officer's dog, biting its neck. Chicago police say the off-duty officer and the pit bull's owner tried to separate the dogs but couldn't. That's when the officer pulled out a gun and shot and killed the pit bull. It's not clear if the officer's dog was hurt, though no citations were issued. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Cook County Democratic Party will hold a meeting on Friday to discuss naming a replacement for the late Cook County clerk, Karen Yarbrough. Officials say the party's 80 Democratic committee members will hear from interested candidates and then take two votes. votes. One will be to appoint an interim clerk to serve through December. The second vote will be to choose a candidate for the November ballot to run to serve out the final 2 years of Yarbrough's term. Requests to appear must be submitted by 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. More information can be found on the Cook County Democratic Party's website.
A groundbreaking ceremony scheduled for later this morning for new improvements at O'Hare's Terminal 3. Illinois Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin will be there. The ceremony set to begin at 11:30 this morning. A woman is dead after the SUV she was driving crashed into a pole in the South Deering neighborhood early today. Her name is not yet being released. Police say the SUV was driving eastbound on 106th Street near Muskegon when it went out of control. The driver died at the scene. No other injuries are reported.
A local nonpartisan and self-funded group is partnering with the city of Chicago on an ambitious project.
United Power has announced that important steps were taken by Mayor Johnson and some aldermen to develop 500 vacant lots on the city's south and west sides. The goals of reclaiming Chicago include building 2,000 affordable homes on Chicago's south and west sides and creating opportunities for families to build wealth and equity. United Power says there are already 29 homes sold with families moving into them and 70 homes under development. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
One of the biggest names in jazz is in Chicago this week.
Wynton Marsalis is headed to Chicago for a residency this week, and he's bringing his band with him. Marsalis and his Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra will combine with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for the first time since 2017 for several performances at the Symphony Center downtown. The multi-day residency by one of the genre's most respected musicians begins Wednesday with a special performance to commemorate the 125th anniversary of Duke Ellington's birth, and will also include a number of educational opportunities for the younger musicians in Chicago public schools through this coming Saturday. More information can be found through the Symphony Center website. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.